Okay. My name is April Fleming. I'm sitting here with members of the Rose Line. We can do a quick little round of intros.
Hey, I'm Colin Halliburton. Pepper's the middle name. Lead singer. Acoustic guitar player.
Paul Wynn. Upright bass, electric bass. Good looks.
Aaron Starks, keyboard player, percussionist, aspiring backup singer. Rubber on my knees, they are.
A new record coming out. I have it sitting right here. It's called Lust for Lester. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well,
it's big enough for you.
It's been a while in the making, I guess. It should have taken a lot less time, but we had some drummer issues. But eventually got Jim Piller locked in on that position. And I don't know. Aaron, you want to say something?
The first record was kind of a fly by the seat of our pants thing, and this one was much more, I think, deliberate and took a lot more time to think about stuff. And I don't know, our second studio experience, and definitely learned a lot from the first one, so hopefully it shows.
Was it the songwriting that was different, or how was it different than the last one?
Yeah, everything, it feels like.
It was much more of a band effort this time, I think. Like, Aaron wrote, like, over half of the music for it, so we collaborated a lot in the songwriting process.
Yeah, it was kind of a perfect situation, I think, for both Colin and I, because I could write just at home, not lyrics, but just the layout of the song, chords and whatnot, and then give it to him, no pressure, just hoping something would come of it, and then it kind of magically worked repeatedly. And I think the majority of the songs I gave to him ended up coming out as songs in the band. And so once he would, you know, work with them and adjust them however and get lyrics to him, then we'd bring them to the full band and kind of arrange them as a band. And some, you know, took a practice and some took months.
We'll never reach it on our own. But there is a part of me that wants the liberty to never have to worry about my children.
The thing is, this is our second in a three album trilogy, and so this is kind of where the story starts developing, and you'll get really into the band on this album. Whereas the first one's just kind of an introduction to what we're about.
Yeah.
Then we're probably done. That'll be it.
Just right off into the distance in our Lamborghinis.
I was reading some of the lyrics that you had posted on the MySpace page, and there are a couple of things that I noticed, at least, that kept coming up. There's kind of complicated feelings about money.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting it and having it. Is it sort of something that's kind of always been in your head, or is it something that's come around more since you've gotten older?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely kind of a weird theme that ran through this record, for sure. Just like, being at this weird, like, mid-20s age where you kind of, you know, make, like, good, like, huge life decisions, whether you're gonna kind of pursue, you know, making Skrilla or pursue, like, you know,
being, you're a little country band.
Yeah, you're a little humble country band or whatever.
Yeah.
Or trying to make both, you know, like have them coexist, or I don't know. I was just dealing with that, like.
Basically, Colin and I have both been in school for roughly 8 years, and
well, we were waiting for the Hawks to get that championship.
Yeah, that is. I realize that is exactly why I've taken this approach, because it paid off
big time.
Mm. Yeah. So Lawrence, you can pretty much thank both of us.
Yeah.
Well, what would you like for people to get out of it, like, when they're listening to it?
I think, I mean, like, I don't know, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a record that you could, you know, like, hum along to in your car, you can listen to at home, you could take a nap to, you could dance to, you could, you know, dissect the lyrics or not give a shit about the lyrics or... I don't know. I think it's got a lot of, you know, different attributes.
I guess we'd like people to like the album.
Yeah.
Well, and congratulations, Colin, on getting engaged yesterday.
Thank you.
And then, did I read correctly that there are other members in the band that have families of their own?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jeff's married and just had
a baby.
Little baby boy.
Stevie Dean Jackson, which is like guaranteed to be a future guitar god with that name.
Probably by the age of 8. Betting.
Well, how do being in these kinds of relationships and having families affect the way that you make your music?
You don't get to practice.
Yeah. Practicing is more difficult. Like when we were in different bands several years ago when we were still in college, we just, you know, get together, practice, but now it's a very orchestrated event when everybody gets together at one time in one place.
Yeah. But, I forgot you're married too.
Oh, I'm married and I love my wife.
Yeah, we're pretty rock and roll, getting married and having babies and stuff.
But it's all about where you put your priorities. I mean, if music is a priority in your life, you know, you'll make it happen.
Yeah. But definitely, like, writing songs has evolved for me rather than just writing about, like, chicks and stuff, too. like, I mean, I love Terry, but... what more can I write? Like, it's not like a little crush anymore. So I think that's why I moved on to, like, writing about other stuff. There's smoke below me, but there's no blood spilling me. It's a joke, and I'm still knowing a lie. This is way beyond a single cell. I like it. This is regular as ringing bells. I'm trying to build a belfry on a hill that's tall and strong and full of will, and belts the notes of time that kill and terrorize the shells we fill till it's over and way beyond my... Well, what besides kind of what we touched on earlier were you thinking about when you were writing the songs for this record? I don't know. Just like whatever seemed to occupy my thoughts most, which were like money, panic attacks.
Panic attacks about money.
Like one song's about primal sexual urges and not acting on them.
Thank God.
Because I'm getting married.
Below me, but there's no blood spilling me. other than the addition of the new member, how has playing together sort of evolved?
The biggest thing is Colin and Aaron writing together. That's, like, for me, you know, I'm the bass player, so I kind of have to just depend on sort of whatever they bring to me. And it's really awesome because the music, in my opinion, keeps getting better and better. When Colin was writing all the stuff by himself. where's I going with that? Oh, the lyrics were great. Chords were a little bit simple, you know. And so now we're kind of getting more complex chord progressions and that, you know, different ideas. And so it's really cool. On a card that was wide as a tooth,
I tied that card to a purple balloon. I was going to say, I think the biggest thing, just as how we've changed playing together, is switching drummers affects everything so much, and it pretty much dictates the feel of the band. And if you don't have the right drummer, it's just not going to sound right, no matter how well everybody else is playing together. And
yeah. That took us forever.
Yeah.
We auditioned like, I don't know,
five maybe?
Or six drummers. Because our past drummer, Joe Rankin, who we love and miss, moved to Wyoming with his gal.
Wyoming.
Yeah.
can't blame him for. But, yeah, so Jeff came to us with the idea of Jim because they both worked together. And Jim just worked out perfect.
Yeah, it's been
really.
It's been great.
Well, drummers seem to be one of the harder things to find.
Oh, yeah,
in Lawrence,
for
that's
sure.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, why have you guys decided to stay in Lawrence? Are you still in school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got one more semester.
Yeah, me too.
Do you think you'll stay once you get out of school?
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Future is very uncertain.
Yeah, and everyone's kind of growing up, you know, and about to finish school and just
getting married and babies.
Yeah, we'll probably all head out to like LA and
get some cool tattoos.
Yeah. Try to hit up that open mic at the Roxy or something, land that deal.
Kind of shopping for a label, how does that work?
That's a good question.
It's basically like sending out a prayer.
there's a song.
Purple balloon, possibly.
Yeah.
No,
it's a good analogy. We were joking earlier that we had just about as good of a chance of like attaching a CD to a balloon and just sending it off.
I think it's weird, like, the MySpace era has certainly changed kind of like shopping your music.
Yeah.
To where, it's like there's a give and take because there's 4 billion bands out there that you could hear at any time on MySpace. But there's also like, you know, people with record labels or whatever that are paying attention to bands on MySpace. So, I don't want to jinx us, but we've gotten a few, you know, we've already gotten a little interest from a couple labels just through posting those songs on MySpace.
Yeah.
Which is weird, but,
I don't know. It's, I feel like it's just magic and ambition, kind of.
Yeah.
But ambition only goes so far. You can send out 100 unsolicited CDs and not hear anything back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or hear back from, you know, the label that's the guy in his bedroom who has no budget.
Right.
Any, like, power to do anything.
Yeah.
Colin, what would be an ideal situation for you?
An expense account.
I'd like to. It'd be nice if we got this album on a label that would, you know, just support us touring.
Well, it seems like, you know, internet and downloading and MySpace and everything else is kind of changing the role that small labels especially are even able to play mm-hmm. for bands. And it's going to be really tricky to see kind of what happens.
Yeah.
As it keeps going.
MySpace for us has been amazing because we have fans all over the world. I mean... You know, no, it's been really cool for it. Like we sold out of our first album basically, and you know, I'll send a CD to Germany and one to Paris and whatever, and that's really cool just to know that people in other countries are listening to your music, even if it's just a handful of people. It's still really awesome.
Yeah, that's a good.
I mean, for what God knows what reason, but the Netherlands as a whole has seemed to
really
embrace us more than. You know,
yeah,
the U.S.
Oh yeah,
and it's just kind of it's bizarre, and it wouldn't have happened, you know, mm-hmm. besides or without MySpace, but just
yeah, it's weird. I mean, I think labels are definitely starting to rely more upon electronic distribution deals and iTunes and downloads and stuff like that, which kind of sucks because I like. Having
hard you know, copy
product in your hand, but that's just the way things are moving now.
Kids these days.
Yeah.
What day is your release show?
April 25th at the Jackpot.
We'll be playing with 4th of July, right?
4th of July. Pretty sure they're on board.
Maybe. Yeah. Arthur Dodge will be there. Arthur he's got Dodge. A solo band that he's putting together.
Yeah. Susie?
No, Susie's. Never mind. Yeah, so 4th of July and Arthur Dodge, and then us.
Birdie Dees.
Yeah, that's a good one. Man. Be there.
Well, thanks for coming out, especially after Big V Day.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, go Hawks. Yeah, I also want to say I'm probably going to. Get a tattoo of Mario Chalmers in the middle of my stomach.
It says like 8.3 underneath it.
Yeah.
However much time is left on the clock.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 2.1 seconds.
That mm-hmm. That's how little it was.
That's about it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, April.
Best game ever. Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
Well, they don't know where our motivation goes if it's not the pursuit of the power. So I can talk without tearing up my throat to all my friends that are vagabonds. Move if you move.